You're likely familiar with a 1997 bank robbery in North Hollywood that went horribly awry as the heavily armed and armored bank robbers engaged members of the Los Angeles Police Department in a shootout that went on and on and on. Both robbers were killed. 12 police officers and 8 other civilians were injured. Nearly 2,000 rounds of ammunition were fired in that 1997 North Hollywood shootout. But well before that, back in 1980, there was another highly violent bank robbery here in Southern California that, like the North Hollywood shootout, led to significant changes in policing and the extent to which law enforcement officers are armed. The NorCal shootout, as it's known, occurred on May 9, 1980. A total of 5 perpetrators of that bank robbery, a Security Pacific branch in the equestrian community of Norco, joining us to talk about it and the podcast series that has been developed based on the event, Norco 80. Joining us is Antonio Cerejido, the host of the Futuro Studios and LAS Studios podcast, Norco 80, Gods, Guns, Survivalism, and the Bank Robbery that Changed Policing Forever. Antonio, thank you for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So share with us why this bank robbery was such a significant one above and beyond the loss of life and serious injuries.
Well, yeah, so the police were really caught off guard with the kinds of weapons that the robbers possessed. So it came as a real shock to the department and to the community to see suspects with that kind of heavy weaponry. Yeah.
And so what kinds of weapons did the officers who responded, what did they have compared to the bank robbers?
Yeah, so at the time the Riverside Sheriff's Office, they only had a handgun. That's all they were armed with. And the robbers, it's interesting because this was a time where a lot of the police officers and some of the robbers were Vietnam War vets. So they had been trained to use semi-automatic weapons, specifically the M80. And by 1980, you were starting to slowly see a proliferation of larger semi-automatic weapons. But the robbers didn't just have that. They also had homemade bombs. At that time, bank robberies were pretty common, but never had they seen somebody come with sort of this like war paraphernalia.
Let's listen to the opening of this new podcast from LAS Studios and Futuro Studios, Norco 80. It opens with a recording of a police officer apprehending a man after a bank robbery.
What's your full name?
George Smith. Brian Smith.
On the side of a mountain in Southern California, a bleeding man crawls from the scraggly brush. A helicopter hovers above.
Where I'm tape recording the conversation, right? Okay, he nodded his head. Do you realize that you have a bullet in your back? You realize that, correct? There's a possibility that you may die. You realize that?
Yeah.
With that in mind, do you want to tell me anything about what happened?
We should also mention that this event unfolded over the course of a couple of days, and Antonia, you can elaborate, but 3 of the suspects escaped up into the mountains there by Lytle Creek after getting in a shootout, killing an officer, and then escaping up into there before they were captured. And, this had the public's attention for 48 hours.
Yeah, it was a really long, several counties long chase. The clip you just heard is an example of one of the things that for me is so exciting about this podcast is that we have these incredible pieces of audio, both of the police traffic. So you can hear what the police were radioing to each other that day. And then also right after the robbers were apprehended, they interviewed them. So that's from when the ringleader was apprehended, and you can hear the helicopter above it. To me, I'd never, as a producer, hearing tape like that, it was very evocative.
Yeah. Were you surprised that they still had that tape?
Yeah. No, I was like, we couldn't believe it. Because this was a project that was brought to us by Elliott, and they were working with an author of a book, Peter Houlihan. He wrote this great book, Norco 80. And he had gathered a ton of documents, but also all of this archival audio. And the audio was just, it was unbelievable to hear things unfold in real time.
We're talking with Antonia Cerejido, who's the host of the Futuro Studios and LAS Studios podcast, Norco 80. It's 10 total episodes, 8 of which are core episodes. And then there are 2 bonus episodes that are issue-focused, one on survivalism, one about policing. The first 2 episodes are premiering today. The rest are going to be released on a weekly basis, so get that wherever you get your podcasts. And this based on, as Antonia was just saying, Peter Houlihan's book of the same name, Norco 80. What is the takeaway here as to the greatest significance of this historic event? What lasting changes did it bring?
I think it shows what one of the biggest takeaways for me was that we talk a lot about militarization today within the context of the police, but what that actually looks like and means is very complex and often piecemeal. So we're looking at one sheriff's office and what happened within their sort of like the politics that led to those changes. So it wasn't like a one big national swoop. This is different local places making these changes and then finding out about other police departments and the fear sort of spreading. And so seeing how that happened and how this really stemmed from a place of fear for the police officers, that was, I think, the biggest lesson is sort of having a better understanding of militarization.
And then 17 years later, the LAPD was still heavily outgunned in the North Hollywood bank robbery. So were there some changes, do you know, that were made, but just not to the extent that officers were able to go toe-to-toe with the robbers in 97?
I will say I'm not an expert on the North Hollywood bank robbery, so I couldn't speak to specifics, but I do think that it goes to show that, yeah, it's a process of escalation. And what we really tried to explore in this podcast was what this one place, sort of what the ideas and the sentiments and really the sort of police mentality was at the time.
Thank you so much, Antonia. We appreciate your being with us to talk about this series that I know you've been working very hard on, which the first 2 episodes of the podcast, Norco 80, God, Guns, Survivalism, and the Bank Robbery That Changed Policing Forever, debut today. The additional episodes will be out on a weekly basis. You can get it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Antonia Cerejido is the host of the Futuro and LA Studios podcast. Fresh Air with Terry Gross comes up next here on KPCC. Fran Lebowitz is the guest on today's program. Then at 1 o'clock, Austin Cross is here with All Things Considered, the first feed of the day from NPR. And NPR and Austin will have the very latest on what's expected from the impeachment effort against President Trump in the House of Representatives. Have a good afternoon from all of us at AirTalk.